their type of explosion?
Barney. Went like a bomb, I guess.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are supposed to be afraid to go into a...
We had one here that looked somewhat like it. Really? My grandchildren called it the witch's house.
Oh, really? And what do you call the people or the spirits who live there, they call...
Ghosts.
And what would you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Walking underneath a ladder.
Those things. Do you have a word that you could...
Oh, superstition.
Okay.
I guess that's it.
Okay, what do you call, what do people call a person who, if somebody, you know, every time he comes in, something bad happens, he's a regular, you have a word
for that? A regular mully grub.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Whose mother and father are not married?
Right.
What do I call them?
Mm-hmm. Or what are the words that they're used for?
I don't know what you'd call them. If they're divorced, you mean?
No.
No, they've never married, you mean?
The child of a mother who did not marry the child's father. He's called
illegitimate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Mortuary or the funeral home or... Let's see, there's another word. That's enough, mortuary.
Okay, what
funeral
do you...
Funeral parlor.
Okay, how's that again?
Funeral parlor, funeral home.
The box or case that a corpse is put into for burial.
It's called a... Well, they used to call them coffins. Little boxes, you know, mm-hmm. just plain wooden boxes. And I think you call them caskets.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
At the cemetery.
And what do you call...
People call them graveyards.
Okay. Flowing water smaller than a river. No, just a bit smaller.
Creek.
And do you have a word for one that's a little smaller than a creek?
I don't know. Some people now in our section they call it. I've heard some they don't say it very well. They say creek.
No.
They don't say creek. I like the creek.
Okay.
But that's I don't know of any. You mean it's running?
Uh-huh.
Running water. Stream. Yeah. It might be called a stream or a creek.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders. Or galluses, too.
Okay.
Galluses.
Is galluses somebody that a lesser educated person would use? Something?
Galluses? I don't know, but I just heard people say that.
Okay. Suspenders. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, particularly ham?
Red eye gravy.
What do you call a liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Oh, you call them razorbacks.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Bootleg, wait a minute, you call it corn liquor.
Okay. And do you have another word for some sort of very cheap liquor or whiskey? Maybe it's even dangerous.
Mm. Lightning, something, what is it they call it? Some kind of lightning, white lightning.
Okay. And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Okay, now these have to do with verb tenses, and we can go through them just pretty fast. One will be the present, like mm-hmm. I say, I see you, yesterday mm-hmm. I saw you, and every day this week I have seen you. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking about buying groceries. I might ask you, have the groceries been
bought?
And somebody might say, yes, I...
Buy?
Oh, yesterday I...
Yesterday I bought.
If we're talking about eating apples, you might ask someone, have the apples been...
Eaten?
And somebody might say, yes, I...
Ate.
And if we're talking about drinking coffee, you might say, have you...
Have you drunk?
Mm-hmm. And somebody would say, yes, I...
Drank.
And if you're talking about climbing trees, there might be one out in the yard, and somebody might say, has that tree over there ever been...
Climbed.
And somebody would say, yes, a boy...